在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
With the return this month of an ancient artifact, the sarcophagus of Imhotep, Egypt scored a major victory. Imhotep was a man from pharaonic times. His sarcophagus was intercepted in Miami 2 years ago by a U.S. customs agent. Its provenance and final destination were unclear. But Zahi Hawass, head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, says stolen items often end up in museums.
Because museums are the main source for buying stolen artifacts. If museum is stopped not to buy artifacts, actually the theft will be less.
At a conference Hawass hosted in Cairo, delegations from around the world vowed to speak with one voice to try to get national treasures back. But as Peru found out, it's not just theft that can cause a rift between nations and museums. Liliana Chino is in charge of cultural affairs at Peru's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Getting back the treasures of Machu Picchu, the Incan city rediscovered a century ago, is at the top of her wish list. Artifacts found at the site were taken to the U.S. for study at Yale University's Peabody Museum.
It was given as a loan, and we really hope that Yale will keep its word and give our things back, our materials. It's important.
Yale says it returned the borrowed items, and the ones it still has are rightfully theirs. Some museums holding disputed artifacts have argued the items are too fragile to transfer. Others say that some pieces, like the Rosetta Stone, taken from Egypt to the British Museum 200 years ago, are so iconic they belong to the world. Yusuf Abdullah Usman, head of Nigeria's Museum and Monuments Commission, says that argument is false.
We are not saying that these things cannot, should not be enjoyed by everyone, but I think they will be better understood if they are exhibited within the cultural milieu in which they were actually created.
Nigeria is seeking the return of several objects, including the Benin bronzes, taken by British forces more than 100 years ago and now scattered across Europe and America. Egypt, specifically Hawass, is the driving force behind repatriation efforts. The country has been one of the main victims of cultural theft.
There's no shortage of antiquities still in Egypt, from the pyramids of Giza to the extensive collection here at the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. Still, the return of any artifacts taken without consent is a matter of national pride.
Hawass, an outsized character who encourages comparison to movie archaeologist Indiana Jones, said at the sarcophagus handover in Washington that it's the most rewarding part of his job.
People can think that the best moment in the life of an archaeologist is actually to discover something. But for me, the best thing is to return something to Egypt.
He goes to great lengths to make that happen, from threatening to cut off access to Egypt's archaeological sites to telling those he deems unrightful owners that the object holds an ancient curse. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.
Make a phone call, conference calls, or